You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. Number one trending item, obviously, is the election, but there is no result. So it's neck and neck. It's coming down to really just a couple of states. They're still doing ballot counting. They're doing mail-in votes, which take longer. So it's going to essentially come down to Michigan and Wisconsin deciding who will be the president.
Yeah.
I'm worried. For the next 4 years.
I'm worried for our producer, Josh. He is the biggest political junkie I know, and I don't think this kid has stopped pacing the entire morning. I was wondering if there's a hotline he needs to call or something that he needs to take to kind of come down a little bit.
He's like a Valium or something?
Fired up.
My goodness.
He's wearing a hole in the carpet over here. Back and forth, back and forth.
Well,
he'll be fine, buddy.
It'll be fine.
I can always tell when he's stressed because he wears a ball cap a lot to work, and he'll take it off and fix his hair and put the hat back on. Take it off, fix his hair, put the hat back on.
That's his tell for when he's...
Yeah, it's like 50 times.
That's damn funny.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's talk about something completely different then for trending. Let's see. What do we got? Well, the NFL has fined a couple of players because they didn't wear their socks properly.
It's hilarious.
That's what it's come down to in the NFL. If you don't wear your socks properly, you're going to get a $5,000 fine.
Who's the tattletale?
Well, it's right there for everybody to see.
I'm going to the boss.
One of them, the guy was wearing his pants so that they are up above his knees, so he had no padding on his knees, which seems really dangerous to me in the NFL.
It's intimidating, right? You're like, whoa, tough knee guy.
Mm. But I think it's just a funny story about socks, too.
I think it's just maybe a bit of a money grab from the NFL because they're hurting for cash right now. But another sock story. A lot of hard-hitting sock news this morning. Scientists in Thailand believe they may have solved the problem of stinky feet. They say it's a breakthrough. They've discovered a zinc oxide nanoparticle.
Oh, sure.
A zinc oxide nanoparticle. And it can be added to socks to help keep the odors contained. And I guess it like eliminates the bacteria that causes the odors in your feet. So they're going to infuse them in socks and then send it to the marketplace, Dom. Feet will be happy everywhere. You dig it?
And family members. Isn't it similar then to that toot trapper that they put out a few years ago?
About this. Can't they just put the carbon or what is that? Charcoal in your underpants, you know, and put it on your socks. It's charcoal, right? It eliminates the fart stink.
Yeah, the toot trapper.
Yeah, it's charcoal though that they use. So I don't think this is that big of a breakthrough. Although, why couldn't they then spray it on different parts of clothing to help treat, like specifically like under your arms, you know, like I'm a sweater, put some of this zinc oxide nanoparticle under my arms, I'll be stink free, man.
That'll be the day.
Possibilities are endless for this.
Speaking of scents, S-C-E-N-T-S, it's a legendary bookstore in Portland, Oregon. They're selling a new unisex fragrance that lets you smell like books.
I'm a book. I'm a book.
You lean in, you kind of sniff, you go,
You smell like I could have gotten it cheaper on Amazon.
I'm getting definitely a hint of historical fiction. Paranormal romance.
Oh, yeah. You smell like a used book.
Ew. $25 for 1 ounce. You can pre-order it now, and they say it'll ship at the end of the month.
All right, you should do that.
I'm thinking about it because I don't wear cologne, but that one I would at least toy with.
Let me ask you, is it possible just to crack open a book like those cologne samples that you get in the mail sometimes and you just rub it on your neck? Just rub the book on your neck. You're going to smell like the book. Because paper stink will come off on you.
Paper stink? That's a band name if I ever heard one. What's my rap name? DJ Paper Stink.
You're rubbing a book on your neck and your wife's like, what are you doing? I just love this book.
Oh my God, the book just gave me a hickey. So that's going on. Then the last thing I have is they do the survey every year finding out which companies have the happiest employees. This year that award goes to Zoom.
Nice.
According to a new survey, they have the happiest employees in the country. And they say a lot of it comes down to the fact that they are just paid really, really well. And I don't see why they wouldn't be. That company has pulled in how many hundreds of billions of dollars just this year alone?
Yeah.
They could probably afford to give all of their employees a new Tesla or something.
When they have made the announcements to the employees, though, none of them heard it because it was on mute. You're on mute. No, your mic. It's on mute. The mic.
Maybe that's why they're all so happy is they can't hear each other.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's trending. What do you have?
Big local news. Denver Broncos general manager John Elway and CEO Joe Ellis have the Rona. The team says they're both doing well. Mild symptoms. Discovered it like Sunday, Monday, right around there. There was a minimal number of close contacts, and I would imagine they are isolating, quarantining, doing all the right moves. But that's the biggest local celebrity Rona news of the morning. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is still going to happen. It's just funny. I think we reported a couple weeks ago that it wasn't going to happen, but now they are going to put it out there. The biggest change, no crowds. So essentially, they're going to have the parade. They're going to broadcast it. You're going to see the floats and the balloons and the rockets and da-da-da-da-da. But there's not going to be any people lining the streets.
So it's almost going to be like a parade through a post-apocalyptic town.
It'll be very quiet. And I guess everyone's going to be, you know, distancing and wearing the masks. But Santa's still going to be there.
How will they keep people off the streets?
I don't know. Tasers? It's...
I went to a parade and I got tased.
Oh, well. Either way.
Might make you enjoy the parade more,
actually. Parades are stupid, Dom. That's my motto. Parades are stupid. A lot of businesses have been affected by COVID-19, but some are thriving. Specifically, this video game franchise, Pokemon Go. It has made $1 billion from in-game transactions. In-game transactions. So far this year. So you play the game and then little things pop up within the game that you got to purchase to continue, blah, blah, blah. $1 billion they've raked in. $4.2 billion since the game has been created. What a franchise. Is that a Nintendo product? So is that going right to Nintendo?
No, I think it's its own company, isn't it?
I don't know. I'd have to look that up. I don't know.
Somebody's buying a lot of Toot Trappers, I'll tell you that. Silk Toot Trappers.
That's funny. This list is kind of entertaining. I posted it on our Facebook if you want to check it out. It says scientific myths in movies. It's like myths we've all been made to believe, like you can hide behind a car door in a gunfight. No, the bullets will go right through it. The whole knocking somebody out with chloroform in seconds, they say it takes about 5 minutes for that stuff to kick in. Gun silencers, although quiet, they're not as quiet as they are in movies. And a gunshot to the shoulder is actually a big deal. I think John Wick got hit a couple times in the shoulder and he just carried on. But he said, this story says, you actually have a major artery and large bundles of nerves in your shoulder, so if you get shot there, it's pretty bad.
Tis but a flesh wound.
Right. So there's a whole list of it. You can check it out on our Facebook. It's kind of fun to go through. All right, clickbait me, Dom.
Clickbait.
Go to Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. The internet is mad at this TikTok star who went into a Target and went into the home goods section and really decorated a chair that was sitting in there with a throw rug and a pillow and like a blanket, things like that, made it look really appealing. But now everyone that works at Target got on there and said, that is the worst thing you can do when you're in our store because now we have to go and pick that up. So now there's a bit of a battle going online, whether what she did was good or what she did was bad. Mm-hmm. So you can watch the whole thread. It's kind of fun to read on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
On one hand, I think it's kind of cool. But on the other hand, her motivation wasn't to help anybody or to make something. She's a TikTok person, so her only motivation was to draw attention to herself.
And it worked.
And it totally worked.
But yet, the display looked way more appealing, and it's kind of made me want to buy the throw pillows on there. So, I don't know. That's good for Target, too.
That's what's trending now.